I had a busy night last night. Last night, of course, was the big Fox GOP debate, right? So I had my TV on Fox for the debate and my iPhone on CBSN, their digital news channel, for the Trump fundraiser for veterans. And I set up my headphones with Trump on the left channel and Fox, of course, on the right channel. And since Google was co-sponsoring the debate, I had Google's search trends on my laptop. That's why I have a horrible headache today. But I can tell you that most of the searches, even though Donald Trump wasn't at the debate, were about Donald Trump, except one time at about 90 minutes in, when Marco Rubio's searches beat Trump's searches. And it was around the time of this question.
Time magazine once called you the Republican savior. Rush Limbaugh and others said you likely will be president someday. But if you look at the recent average of polls in your home state of Florida, you're in third, trailing Donald Trump by 24 points.
Rubio dodged the question about his poll numbers, but he wanted to clear up any confusion about that article.
Well, let me be clear about one thing. There's only one savior, and it's not me. It's Jesus Christ, who came down to earth and died for our sins. And I've always made that clear about that cover story.
I appreciated the clarification that he wasn't Jesus Christ. But quite a few people decided to double check, apparently, because the second most popular Google search question on Rubio was, what does Marco Rubio believe in? That was right behind, how old is Marco Rubio? And the Google searches were interesting. They seemed to tell a story about the candidates. So top search for Rubio, how old is he, right? Top search for Cruz, why was Ted Cruz born in Canada? Whereas the top search for Donald Trump, why did Donald Trump walk, followed by, what channel is Donald Trump on? Well, of course, he was in my left ear, streaming on CBSN, raising money for vets, although he did find the time to introduce his daughter.
And Ivanka is going to have a baby in 2 weeks. In fact, Ivanka, it would be so great if you had your baby in Iowa. I'd definitely win. Stand up, honey. Say hello.
Based on the Google searches, I think Ivanka can have that kid anywhere she wants.